This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the Pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's Terms of Service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on March 17, 2022. Introduction. This week, I focus on social media accessibility. On March 15, 2022, the Great Lakes ADA Center conducted a webinar entitled Accessible Social Media 2.0. The term 2.0 was used because the same ADA Center conducted a webinar about social media accessibility basics in December 2021, featuring same presenter. Before discussing the March 2022 webinar, I will note that I previously discussed social media accessibility in December 2020. In this blog post, I will summarize what I learned during the recent webinar about social media accessibility. The presentation began with an overview of why accessibility matters on social media and general tips for implementing it. Why accessibility matters on social media. Accessibility can show inclusive best practices. Social media audiences with disabilities can be deprived of information on social media if accessibility is not implemented. How to improve accessibility. Formatting can help screen reader users understand information. Organization and plain language can enable the audience to understand points being made. Focus then shifted to improving accessibility of images. Image accessibility. Alternative text can describe pictures for people with limited or no vision. The amount of description can affect image accessibility. Automatic alternative text is not always useful, according to the presenter. Alternative text can be entered manually when adding a caption to posts using some social media websites. Alternative text should be objective and accurate. The presenter ended her presentation by discussing techniques for making video and audio on social media accessible. Accessible video and audio. Audio description, when added to video content, can help a person who is blind understand visual information. The presenter said this can be achieved by creating a version of the video with description and one without. An alternative would be to provide a text description of visual information along with videos. Subtitles, known as captioning, can help people who are autistic, deaf, or have learning disabilities. The presentation focus then shifted to questions and answers. Questions and answers. Someone asked how much description should be provided for alternative text. Answer: consider what crucial information is not conveyed in the post itself. Another person asked how to make live social media content accessible. The presenter said accessibility of live content can be challenging. However, Facebook allows captioning of live events. The presenter suggested avoiding live events for accessibility reasons. Bottom line, accessibility might seem complicated, but it can lead to inclusion of people with disabilities. Question for readers. Of the accessibility subjects discussed above, which caught your attention and why? I will return with another article.